hoped never to see you again.
What's up, dog?
We're back.
Ladies, nobody cared about the Jump Street reboot, but you got lucky. So now this department has invested a lot of money to make sure Jump Street keeps going. The only problem is the Koreans bought the church back, so we're moving you across the road to 22 Jump Street.
Okay, here's the deal. When I went to see the first 21 Jump Street, I thought it would be terrible. However, with low expectations, I was pleasantly surprised. Unfortunately, I had higher expectations for 22 Jump Street, so I was a bit disappointed when this movie wasn't as good. The sequel brazenly rehashes the story from the first film. Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill return to infiltrate a college and find out who has been supplying students with dangerous drugs. The funniest moments are when the movie winks and nods at the audience, letting us know it's going to suffer from sequelitis and not be anything original. However, as funny as these jokes can be, it doesn't really patch the lazy writing that plagues the script. Sure, there are some pretty hilarious moments, but on the whole, 22 Jump Street is a step down. 22 Jump Street gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.